And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, 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 welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl, Cynthia. But you know you can call me Gix, and with me in studio we have...
Gavin Enslin.
Pastor Gavin Enslin and...
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on The Political Show.
I just want to say something. Black Knight just said, you know that one, give me liberty or give me death? He said he saw the guy say it. That was Hamilton, one of the founding fathers of America in the 1700s. Black Knight actually saw that guy. So how old are you, Black Knight? I thought you were younger than me.
Okay.
Sounds like you're about 300 years old.
Someone was playing that scene where he was saying that.
Oh, it was an actor.
Yes.
No, for a second I thought maybe about 300 years old or something. I don't know.
Right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is?
Hot politics.
Oh my gosh, I forgot our slogan for a moment there. I really apologize on air. But where Christ politics are hot politics, and this week's hot politics, we are looking at, so if you've been keeping up with South African politics or listening to the news or whatever in
South
Africa.
This is becoming a furniture show.
The EFF got kicked out of parliament on Tuesday, yesterday.
No, that's never happened before.
Obviously, again.
So for those who are overseas, the EFF are the Economic Freedom Fighters.
Yes.
And the Economic Freedom Fighters wear red overalls. Mm-hmm. They claim to be for the workers. So, you know, the men wear the overalls and the women wear like a maid would wear. Mm-hmm. So they claim to be for the workers. And they have this habit of getting kicked out of parliament.
Ish. Yeah, it's like a thing. It's a thing. Even one of the articles, was it Sowetan Live or something like that? Literally, the headline was EFF gets kicked out of parliament, then in brackets, they wrote again, because everyone knows that. But they literally disrupted presidential Q&A for a whole hour and stuff. So that's what we're going to be speaking about. So not only are we going to focus on the EFF, but we're also going to focus on our lovely president, Cyril Ramaphosa. As to why he did not answer a question specifically to do with the whole Farmgate scandal.
Okay, no, but what I'd like to say in terms of that, to be honest, if I were him, I would have done the same thing.
Okay.
I mean, why must he answer?
Accountability.
No, but he's only going to be accountable if he's forced to be accountable.
Yeah.
Who has the power to force him to be accountable?
The parliament.
Hmm. So why are the members of parliament squealing?
That's true.
They have the power to force him to answer.
Yeah.
If they don't force him, why must he answer?
Yeah, so we're going to be discussing that.
I'm talking now, if I was in his position, he did a very clever thing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's right.
Yeah.
I'm not defending him. But if I was him, I would have done this. If I had dollars stuck in my couches, like $4 million in my couch, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Then I'm telling you now, I've also said, no, let the law enforcement investigation take its course, which has taken how many months now? Well, it's actually
years.
Since 2020. It's taken
years.
It's like 2.5 years. They can't figure out, you know, where this money came from.
Ish. No, it's very interesting. That is what we're going to be speaking about. It's going to be deep. We are going to do not a deep dive, but we're just going to look at what he said, what our thoughts are. Was the EFF wrongfully?
We have some inside information as to what he was doing with that cash.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't think people are going to like the answer, but I'll give it in the show.
Okay.
It was actually confirmed to me in a meeting this week.
Really?
Mm.
Sure.
Someone with inside information. Yeah. But I'd already heard this before from my research.
Yeah.
You know, and us on The Political Show, we like this sleuth dog, you know. Not Snoop Dogg, we sleuth dog. And we sniff those things out. We get that information.
Yeah.
And so if you don't know why the president had millions of dollars in his couch, The money was all legit. Eh? That wasn't illegal. He hadn't stolen it.
It's deep.
The illegal part is how the fact that it just got to his house. That's illegal.
No. I mean,
that's illegal. For me, I understand.
He has much more money than what was on that form.
Yeah, but the fact that it doesn't go through banks, that makes it illegal. If your money comes from overseas, doesn't go through banks.
That's Black Knight, Black Knight's becoming United Nations Knight. seriously.
No,
I mean,
I understand what
you're
saying. I understand what you're
saying. Says who doesn't have to
but
go to the bank?
Through the law.
I mean, I have family members who have money from overseas that don't go through the bank.
And then if they get
and
to
it's
use
very
it,
legal. No, they use it.
Of course you're... No, so what you're saying, I'm not allowed to use cash.
No, I'm not.
You are definitely part of the New World Order, my friend.
Guys, we need to watch Black Knight. No,
that's not what I mean.
Black Knight's going to rest in pieces after this show. He's going to be all over the parking lot.
Sorry,
Giggs, how do you feel about that? That's what the government wants to do to us. They want to take away all cash. Now he's saying it's illegal if you use cash.
No, he's saying it
doesn't go through the bank.
Because you still...
Why does it have to go to the bank?
It needs to be accounted for.
Why?
It's going to be exchanged for our paper money.
Are the banks honest?
Obviously, it's not.
They're not honest.
But what
so
I'm
why does
is
it have to go to the bank, Black Knight? United
saying,
Nations
according
Knight.
According to the law.
World Economic Forum Knight. Klaus Schwab, Black Knight.
Okay.
Black Klaus Schwab Knight.
No. Yes. I don't want that. No.
Well, then don't talk like this.
Okay.
There is no law on the books that says your money has to go in the bank. The only reason originally that a bank was created because your money was supposed to be safe in the bank. Mm-hmm. You have every right to store your money under a mattress.
No, I'm not saying that part.
Yeah, but some opposers entitled to have cash on his premises.
Mm-hmm. But coming from overseas, it's not even South.
Who
African
says it came
cash.
From overseas?
It's
dollars.
It's dollars. It's
who
not,
says you're not allowed to have dollars
from overseas?
Who says you're not allowed to have dollars?
But that amount.
The person could have put it in a suitcase, flown from the States and given to him.
No. Hold on a second.
That paper money in the overseas has to be accounted for.
Says
when
who?
It's coming. It's the system.
No. It's the system.
When the papers are being printed
Black
out,
Klaus
it's for
Schwab
the system.
Knight. Okay? That system is being put in place by people who want to control us.
I know, but...
But then why are you defending it?
As much as...
This is the political show.
I'm not
it's
defending.
Not the CNN show. It's not the ENCA show. I want cash. I want to be able to use a bank for convenience. Yeah. But if I want to use cash... I want to be able to use cash.
And then if you have US dollars, all you do is you go to the foreign exchange, you give them the US dollars, they give you.
But wait a second.
And then that's
if
it.
If I've got US dollars,
yes,
and I come to you and I want to buy something from you, and you're willing to accept US dollars, why am I not entitled to do that?
Interesting.
It's deep.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but Cyril Ramaphosa that having that cash is not breaking the law.
Actually.
And he's got much more money than what was found in his couch.
Actually,
but
that's
what he wanted
to
use it for is another story. We will talk about that.
Okay,
that money was legit. There was nothing wrong with that money. And that argument we have to fight. You're entitled to have as much cash on you as you want, as long as you never stole it.
Vote for Pastor Gavin. I vote for you. But our system doesn't allow, obviously.
No, it does. That's a lie. They're trying to con you that it doesn't allow.
But then are we going to say your Obamas and them are right with coming with money from China, not even going through the banks? Is that because that's what they do?
No. He didn't come with money from China. Obama gave cash to Iran to bypass sanctions.
And it was taxpayers' cash. It went through.
It wasn't
ships.
His cash. No, but that wasn't his cash. That was taxpayer money. That's a very different argument.
Okay.
This is the political show where Christ Politics is
Hot Politics.
Stuck in the dream. Commercial free music.
I feel no pain at all. So let's just be for love for deep.
Commercial free music.
So we are speaking about what happened in Parliament on Tuesday.
Yeah, can Black Knight just keep it PG. It
was very deep. It was very deep. We're first going to start with...
Black class rob.
No. No.
The EFF. So this is basically from an article released by EWN.
I just want to say something.
Yes.
So you're there in Parliament, right? Then you get yourself kicked out. I mean, that's a very powerful seat to have. You say something there, it's on national TV. Everyone was watching.
Can I just...
Think of what you can achieve. And then you get yourself kicked out and people see you getting pulled out and you're sweating at the security guys.
The pictures that I saw were very interesting.
No, you should have seen the live videos. Eh?
Yeah, I know Black Knight was watching.
The one guy runs and he calls the camera guy to report, get this. This is
really?
Good. Yeah, and then you see them coming and they're pulling the oaks out and two guys and then later there was a woman.
So do they have other members like chilling outside waiting if someone is kicked out and then they
report? No, they're there to report on this thing, but now the next thing, there's a soap opera.
Because I saw they took the guy out and then...
Two guys out, then they took the woman. Yeah, and then the woman was all upset and, you like abusing me, but she was being pretty violent herself. Eh?
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, Jesus said, those who live by the sword, die by the sword.
It's deep.
I don't care if you're a woman or a guy.
So this was an article released by EWN, basically covering the whole Cyril Ramaphosa and EFF situation. And this is what they wrote about the EFF situation. They say... The sitting has been marred by continuous interjections from the EFF who want him to disregard the order of questions. Party members earlier raised several issues that they wanted addressed. First chief among those was the fact that Ramaphosa was not physically present in the House. The EFF has called for the sitting to be postponed until the MPs can meet in the same venue. And that's basically what they wrote. But if you also read other newspaper articles and stuff, they basically speak about the fact that the EFF kept interrupting as Cyril Ramaphosa was answering some questions and stuff like that. So what are your thoughts in that whole thing? We'll start with Pastor Gav, then we'll go to Black Knight.
We're going to be talking about the accountability factor later.
Yeah.
And what they actually did is they actually hurt the ability to hold the president to account.
Yeah.
Because there are questions, not for the reasons Black Knight saying, because all of these fickers and all of these things, it's just control mechanisms. And then they say, we need to stop money laundering. Okay, so in other words, they turn cash evil. That's not, for me, Cyril can have as much dollars as he wants in his house as long as it's his. Okay? And it could be his because someone dropped it. And he didn't know who it was. Then it becomes yours. You know what I'm saying?
That's so cool.
No, but that's reality.
Yeah.
So I want to separate that out. Now, first of all, those questions here. Okay. Obviously, they were asking why he's not sitting in the parliament in person. And that's a very good question. But to react that way, I mean, you can grandstand that issue.
But didn't he mention why he was... No.
He shouldn't be allowed not to be there. Okay, that was a tactic. I mean, he's going to have a gazillion fantastic-sounding reasons as to why he doesn't need to be there.
Yes, but then this reason, I feel like, it made sense. I mean, his wife just went through...
United Geeks Nation.
No, feminism, right? I'm just saying. This man's wife went through an operation. He needed to be there with her. So it... understand why he wasn't there.
Okay,
yes.
So now, let me ask you this question. Oh, right, no. Okay. So, Geeks.
Yes.
So I'm up for rape. Now imagine now. I'm now charged for rape. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm allowed to be in the court on a screen because my wife just went through operation. Is that going to happen?
No.
Okay. The role that Parliament has with the President is like that of a court. Okay. You're not entitled to come up with excuses like that, not to present yourself. When the law has to take its course, it's irrespective of which family member... is having operation. In fact, you're only entitled to that at the discretion of the court.
Yes.
And in this role, in the president's question time in parliament, it's a court.
That's true.
It's the same as when you're standing in court and you're being questioned by a lawyer. Mm. Those members of parliament, you're accountable to them. They are the representatives of the people.
Yeah.
And the only people, we spoke about this last week, Giggs,
mm-hmm.
the only people that have the power in this country to hold that man accountable are the members of parliament.
Mm.
There's no one else. There's 400 people out of a whole nation that have the power to hold that guy to account.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be a representative democracy.
Yeah.
And now he comes up with a wishy-washy excuse like that. My wife had an operation.
As much as I understand his excuse and things like that, but with operations and things like that, you always know beforehand. So they could have made a plan to be like, okay, this is when the day of the operation, and they would have could have worked around that, or he could have worked around and things like that. So I understand. I understand.
Yeah, sorry, wait a second.
His reasoning.
No, wait a second. Wait.
They
stop.
Could have
no,
been
no,
a plan
I want
made.
To challenge it.
Yes.
You know, if you're summoned into court.
Yeah.
Okay, you're summoned into court.
Yes.
If you don't pitch, you go to jail.
That's what I'm saying.
No, hold on a second. He only knew
about the operation. So I'm agreeing with you.
Wait, it doesn't matter if you knew about the operation. Okay, you can petition the court.
Yeah.
And the court can make that decision.
Yes.
So he could have petitioned the parliament, and not just the speaker, but all the members.
Yeah.
Should then have the right to say, yes, we're happy, or no, we're not happy.
Yes, so that's what I'm saying.
But that wasn't done.
Yes.
That wasn't done.
I agree with that.
He disrespected the nation. That's the people's house there.
Hmm.
He actually disrespected the nation. And to say his wife's having an operation is an extreme slap in the face on every citizen. Now, the fact that the members of parliament allowed that, they let the people down.
Hmm.
Isn't they use the COVID-19 stuff?
They can't use that.
Yeah, but they still use
it. They just said, okay, it's acceptable now because of what happened with the lockdown. Yeah. It's not acceptable.
Mm-hmm. But they're meeting with the next meeting, they'll all be together. They'll all be in the parliament. In
The room they're meeting in now is not big enough.
It's too small. I think
because the
homeless guy.
The homeless guy set fire to. I mean, the homeless guy was able to set fire to the parliament.
Didn't they say it's going to take 4 years, about 4 years to rebuild?
That's very, very convenient.
Yeah. Yeah. 4 years to rebuild.
And no answers as to what happened there.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, I haven't heard anything.
No, there's no answers. No answers have been given.
There's no answers. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, the guys that are there, and the chief responsibility is the Speaker of the House,
yeah,
are making a mockery of that house.
Mm.
The fact that the president was allowed to do that is an utter disgrace, and the fact that the EFF responded the way they did, getting people kicked out,
yeah,
is an absolute disgrace as well.
Yeah,
it doesn't help the people for such an undignified exit. Because that's all that was.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
And I looked on Twitter. A lot of people said, because those members of parliament are just throwing the opportunity away
to really
put that guy under pressure.
Yeah, no, that's true. Black Knight, what are your thoughts? Obviously, you watched the Black Knight for 4 hours. Actually watched the whole thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But one thing for sure, I think same, not different feeling from what Pastor Gavin said.
Yeah.
Just frustration. In fact, I know it's a political show, but it's part of it. On Sunday, Pastor Gavin was preaching about parliament and all of that with the church. And everything made sense when those guys were sitting there, and then I'm listening to them. And then I saw these guys. I even posted something on my Facebook to say, this is the reason why we're dying. The country is dying because these people are doing this.
Mm.
Like this. You hardly get to, and that thing was supposed to finish at 5, starting at 2, finish at 5.
Mm.
I'm telling you, I was still watching that thing at 7, 6. I'm like, these guys, but you see, we're not getting anywhere because of that. Even with the president having to answer, it was probably 30 minutes spent. People fighting, the president just sitting, doing nothing, not answering. But they're fighting off the president's not answering, but... Where is he going to...
But hold on a sec. That was a problem. And the parliament let the people down there because they allowed him not to answer.
No, I'm not agreeing with what the speaker did. No, the speaker, what she did was very clever because she actually bought time for the president because she started answering for the president when she wasn't supposed to.
No.
So I'm not saying that, but the fact that they actually went through that where now they're picking people, they're all saying the same thing.
Yes.
Like, they're just wasting time.
But what happened was there were party political games.
Yeah.
And so what happens is now the president is the president of the ANC. So all the members of the ANC are going to sit there and keep quiet. This is relating to what we spoke about last week. And it's why the wishes of the people, it's one of the reasons why the wishes of the people are not done through the parliament.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, they're all defending him.
Yeah.
But if one of those ANC MPs stands up, Cyril Ramaphosa is the president of the ANC. He can then call an NEC meeting of the ANC and he can recall that member of parliament and put someone else in there. So that the members of the ANC do not have the power to question him, which they should have according to law, because the ANC can just pull them out.
Julius Malema, the EFF president, was saying that they're busy. They're speaking for lunch money. So it was like,
yeah, but I mean,
they're protecting their own stomachs.
Yeah, but let's be honest. Julius Malema hasn't got much room to talk.
Yeah.
Eh? I mean, can you see him allowing a member of the EFF to question him like that about VBS Bank?
Yeah.
And now VBS Bank's not going after him and Floyd Shabambu, but I see now that a court has ruled that they can go after ex-president Jacob Zuma's residence over a loan that he hasn't repaid for $6.5 million.
In fact, him and Floyd, when they had a fight, he did take Floyd off as vice president for a bit. And then he brought him back.
He's a dictator.
Back years then, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, but the fact of the matter is, because of this thing, the president just stands up and says, I'm refusing to answer the question, which is a disgrace.
Yeah.
And the parliament allowed him. So as a body, the fact that some of them were squealing there.
But the speaker was not allowing it. Yeah. That I think.
No, the speaker allowed him not to answer. He said, I'm not going to answer because the legal processes must take course. That's what he said. So he refused to answer.
So looking at the whole thing with President Ramaphosa, this is the article that's on Daily Maverick. So this is an article from Daily Maverick. And the article is basically entitled, Ramaphosa gets free pass on Palapala Forex farm theft as Parliament enters Twilight Zone. He says, having said he was ready to account, just not in inverted commas, just not quite yet in Parliament for the Palapala farm Forex theft, President Cyril Ramaphosa thought he was done. However, the opposition insisted on a proper answer and the Speaker ultimately called time to an unfinished Q&A session. When National Assembly Speaker Nosiviwe Mapisa cited the president of a previous incomplete question and answer session, it was with reference to the August 2014 Payback the Money Q&A with then President Jacob Zuma. That's a similarity unlikely to sit easy with President Cyril Ramaphosa, who has styled his administration as one eradicating corruption and state capture and upholding the rule of law and constitutional values. But the February 2020 theft of US dollars stuffed into sofa cushions on his private Limpopo farm, to which South Africa was alerted when ex-spy boss and Zuma ally Arthur Fraser reported it to the police in June, has cast a long shadow.
Sorry, I want to stop you there.
Yeah.
You see, because the media is complicit.
Yeah.
And now they make like it only came out with Arthur Fraser.
Yeah.
The Namibian government.
Yeah.
At a press conference.
Mm.
And alerted the world to this thing in 2020.
Mm.
And the media covered it up. So there are other things going on, yeah? And the media themselves are complicit. The media are as bad as those members of parliament.
Yeah.
The members of parliament would have known about this then. You think Julius Malema and all of them didn't know in 2020 about Cyril's cash?
Floyd had a thing on SABC to say that they had footage. 2020.
Yeah, why are they only bringing it out now?
They didn't do anything.
Yes. No. So the thing is, at the end of the day, the way that article puts it, they're a bunch of liars.
Yeah.
That's not a journalist.
Yeah.
So what? Only Arthur Fraser who made this thing known.
The hero.
He's not. He's a zero.
That's deep.
Arthur Fraser's probably covering up stuff that he's done himself.
Yeah.
You never know.
No. I'm telling you now.
He's saving Zuma now, apparently.
No, himself.
Oh.
Saving Zuma from what?
Oh, so it's not just Zuma that's going down.
Huh?
Oh, okay.
Makes sense. We're saving Zuma from what?
Yeah.
Zuma's being taken out. So what are saving him from?
Ramaphosa has confirmed the theft, but has remained silent on the details, citing due process. This was the case.
Now,
after,
sorry, just stop there. Breezy. Due process means you have due process under law. Parliament is part of due process.
Yes.
If you're the president, you have to answer things like that.
Actually, you're right.
Okay. And I mean, I don't know why he didn't just stand up and say, I got that from the sale of cows. Because that's what they said.
Because you know what's funny? Before you said you said this, I was actually agreeing with what he was saying, that he has the inverted commas, like I'm really stretching it, the right to pass it the way he did and wait for the case to carry on, then wait for the law to say, then okay, you can. Because he was saying they can alter the case, yeah, and all of that if he says something wrong or whatever. I was like, okay.
No, what he should be answering for is the way that the theft was handled. Because the law enforcement wasn't officially notified.
Yeah, that question.
And the guys were sorted out.
Yeah, that I agree
the
with. Guys, that you
the guys got sorted out. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, you know, why didn't he go through the police?
Yeah. And because that's a knowledgeable now, public.
Do you want me to you can go through the article and I'll tell you why.
Sure.
All right.
Because it's what he wanted to use the money for. That's the problem.
So, Karazin says, this was the case after a bruising presidency budget vote debate in June and again some 2 weeks later during a Q&A slot. And again on Tuesday when Palapala Saga made the order paper as a question from African Transformation Movement leader Vuyoletu Zungula, who's also motivated the current Section 89 impeachment inquiry process. And this is what President Ramaphosa basically said, I stand ready to cooperate and also give an explanation and to cooperate with any investigations on this matter. I have responded to the various questions that have been raised and will continue to respond to the questions put to me by the relevant authorities. The authorities have said it's best they deal with all the attendant matters to the theft
that occurred on the
bomb.
He's just squirming his way right out of that thing.
I have been counseled.
The authorities, what authority? The authorities feel it's better, you know, not in the public. You know, the authorities. You know, we didn't go to the police. We just sorted the guys out, you know, sort of outside the law, you know, did like a kangaroo court, you know. But the authorities. The authorities advised me. So it's not me that's saying it. The authorities. I'm under authority, guys.
Yeah, no, that's what he's saying. I have been counseled and advised to address this matter when the processes have been done. I stand ready to take the nation into confidence.
Oh, my word.
And that's what
a statement-like statement there.
I bought that. I'm so ashamed. I'm so ashamed I was charmed by those words.
Yeah. But the members of parliament could have held him to account.
Yeah.
So there's a problem with our system.
Isn't it he used that panel, the panel that...
well, the thing is...
Where they're going to hold him, like... That's where he has to answer. And he was using that over and over to say that.
He's not going to answer there.
We'll wait for the panel.
Okay, you know why he's not going to answer? Can I tell you?
Why?
We'll carry on with the article. There's still more stuff here on the
read. I just want to...
Coming up late in the show.
I just want to quickly read through what some of... a few people from other parties basically said. This is the chief whip from the UDM, which is United Democratic Movement, says if the president can get away with not answering questions, it renders the whole exercise futile. That's basically what they said. And then...
I agree with it.
Who's this? Beleka Mbete. Who's that? They confronted the MPs and says, you may not like the answer, but the... Oh, this is from the ANC.
The
yes. You may not like the answer, but the question has been answered. That's what they said. and then, what's this? Another member of the ANC said, the question has been responded to. Response in the minimum word. you spoke and you were spoken back to. That's how the president has responded. So the ANC was just giving some interesting answers here. And then
could have just said hi and then that's it. Responded.
What's this? The MP and Deputy Rural Development Minister said, this is under the ANC, said, sitting here, the president has adequately answered the question and has even referred to him being accountable. So I want to understand how that was accountable, because that wasn't accountable in any sense.
Well, that's the point. That's what we've been saying.
Yeah.
He wasn't accountable.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah. But can I tell you why he's not accountable?
No. Yes.
Because I don't think he's the only... okay, is it yes or no?
It's a yes. It's a yes. Forgive her.
Yes. So basically, I think we mentioned it when we did a show about this before.
Yeah.
But in a meeting that I was in, this was actually confirmed.
Okay.
In this week. And that is the fact that that money is being stashed there. So that it can be used to secure votes in the upcoming ANC conference coming up at the end of the year.
Hectic.
All right. And also it was going to be used for the election in 2021. Now, what happened was that new laws have come in where you have to declare all donations and all spending. You understand? And any money given to any candidate and all of us, and if it's more than a certain amount and all of that. Mm. So therefore, you can't do it through EFTs, you know, electronic funds transfers. So I say, Cynthia, you need to vote this way, okay? Yes, 10 grand in dollars, $10,000. And if you vote that way, I'm going to give you another 10 afterwards.
Mm.
But you must prove to me that you voted that way.
Makes total sense.
So that's what... So in other words, now, if they want to manipulate things with money, they've got to do it in hard cash.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm telling you now is that the president's not the only politician that's involved in this game. So these guys are shouting and screaming, knowing nothing's going to happen because the ANC is just going to keep quiet. And meantime, I think they're also doing it.
Yeah, I mean, he did kind of hint it in the beginning when the thing was kind of big on the news where he's like, He made this money from other means. Some of you even bought, you know. Yeah. So he kind of like hinted that, you know, guys, I'm not in this alone.
He's now in the same position as Jacob Zuma.
Yeah, he is.
Take him out, he's going to take out half of Parliament.
Yeah. So that is basically what is happening. So Black Knight, what are your final thoughts on?
I'm happy that we were right once again before. So I just want to say to everyone that's listening, I know I'm supposed to be speaking about this, but right now our show is just too hot. Guys, you must believe us. So please make sure that you always listen to us and you get more and more people to listen to us, because what we say was true from the... It's like it's God-given messages. But so going back to the topic, I don't know what to say anymore, because there's no accountability that's taking place in our country. What's even worse, in fact, what frustrated me when I was busy watching that whole thing is that whatever they're talking about is not what people are worrying about. Mm. And the real things that people are worrying about are not mentioned in that whole setup with the parliament. Mm. And my other question, where do these questions come from?
Yeah.
These questions that are formed. I don't know if you know, Pastor Gavin, the four questions that they had, and then obviously the Palapala thing was the last one. Where do those questions... Because that can also control the parliament.
It's far too controlled.
Yeah.
Because, I look in the British parliament, it works far better, the question time. Because guys just stand up and then they ask their question and they aim to catch the prime minister out, you know. So it's way too controlled. But yeah. The other thing also was that some of the guys were complaining about the lockdowns. Mm-hmm. And I said it to Black Knight. I said, if I was the president, I would have been clever. I would have just said to the guys, listen, guys, stop complaining about the lockdown. You're now making politics here. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, when I started relaxing things in 2020, some of you had a hell of a lot to say. Mm-hmm. And the only people who had any opportunity to stop me was you guys. And you didn't. There were no motions coming out to end the lockdown. Nothing. All right. In fact, when I was lifting things and lifting restrictions, some of you were freaking out. And then in the latter part of 2021, when it became like politically expedient to become anti-lockdown, then you guys started changing your tune. Julius, didn't you threaten violence when we opened up and said, you guys are going to hold us accountable for every person that dies of COVID and what a, this, that, the next thing. So I felt his answers could have been a lot more ruthless with regards to the lockdowns, because almost all those members of parliament went with the whole thing and none of them stood up for the church except the ACDP. Yeah. I never heard any of them stand up for the church except the African Christian Democratic Party and one or two of the other smaller, like ATM. They came on board in late 2021 when they saw, hey, maybe we can get some extra votes because this lockdown thing is very unpopular.
Sure. Pastor, what are your final thoughts? So you just commented on Black Knight's final thoughts. What are your final thoughts with the whole thing?
Parliament, the whole system of parliament doesn't force the executive or the administrative branch of government in South Africa to answer. And you cannot hold them accountable in the courts through a mixture of corruption. And also, basically, if you look at our constitution, it's held as being such a magnificent specimen. But the constitution almost doesn't stop the government from passing any law except things like gay marriage and stuff and abortion. Any law relating to freedom can be put aside under that constitution. It doesn't protect the people. It doesn't protect the individual. So there's nothing you can do in the courts. But the parliament has the power to hold the president accountable. But because we spoke about the party list system, proportional representation, because you've got the party list system, okay? So in other words, you're a member of parliament, you're only there because you're on a party list and your party got enough votes. Therefore, okay, if you vote against the leader of your party, then the party can just recall you. They take you off the list and you lose your seat. So obviously, what are you going to do? Whatever party you are, it doesn't matter which party is in power, they'll all do the same.
Sure.
So, like in the DA, you think you're going to go to parliament and go against Helen Zilla? Okay? Not a chance. You think you in the EFF, you're going to go into parliament and go against Julius Malema? Not a chance. So, at the end of the day, the way that the system works, we do not have adequate representation as the people. And so, many of the laws that are being passed are laws that the people don't want. And are directly the opposite of what the people want in this country. So that was just such an illustration of that. And he wasn't forced to answer.
Sure. Yeah. In 1 Corinthians 16 verse 19, it says, "The churches in the province of Asia send you greetings. Aquila and Priscilla greet you warmly in the Lord, and so does the church that meets at their house."
All right. So there you see now the model of the church. And the first thing I want to say, the lockdown is anti-Bible because the church meets. And as we've said before, the church cannot meet online. I mean, we were told you can meet online and, you know, all of this sort of stuff. And that really was the biggest load of trash. It's really not the same. Sitting with someone in a Zoom meeting, I mean, Zoom's got its uses. So sometimes we might do interviews and things, yeah. And I mean, when COVID was going around, the three of us, we were able to keep doing the political show because the fact that whoever was at COVID was sitting on Zoom.
In fact, recently we had one.
Yeah. Recently, in fact, you led the show from Zoom. So there, it's got its uses. So I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but that you can't be in church on Zoom. I'm sorry. We have to meet together. The other thing is that the church met in houses. And so you've got to have the gathering, and they would go to the temple and where you meet separately in houses, if you know what I'm saying. And so you've got this corporate church, you've got the local church, and you've got the individual church, if I can put it that way, which is at a cell group level, you know, for churches that call them cell groups or whatever. The other thing is that the church is like the parliament, but in the spiritual realm. And that's, you mentioned what I was preaching about on Sunday. It's exactly that. And we're supposed to be enacting spiritual legislation. And if we don't do that, then the problem is we leave a void. And then what happens is that the enemy comes and he passes other legislation in the spiritual realm, and whatever gets passed in the spiritual realm after a period of time in the future will come down to the natural world. So why is the world in such a mess? Why do we have so many pedophiles leading so many national and international institutions? It's because of the fact that the church is not gathering together enough, and we need to unite around the word of God, stop finding differences in theology, and find commonality around Jesus, and say, right, unless we do what we're supposed to, we're leaving the people to the wolves. And so the similarity to this in terms of our discussion today in South Africa, the only people that have got the power to hold the president to account or any cabinet minister to account is the parliament. They're the only people. They can force the issue. And if they don't do their job, then a void gets left and the president's able to do whatever he wants, or if it's a she in the future, whatever she wants. So it's absolutely imperative, you know, that that we realize that as if parliament in South Africa doesn't do its job, then the people suffer. If the church, as far as spiritual legislation is concerned, doesn't do its job, then the people suffer.
Sure, this has been a very interesting topic. Let us know your thoughts on our social media platforms. And we've had some people commenting on the live show, so shout out to you guys who have been commenting on the live show. But let us know your thoughts. We're on Instagram and all these social media platforms. But I'm your girl, Cynthia, and you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio, we've had
Gavin Instant,
Pastor Gavin Instant, and
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.